again, without asking you to divulge any names, can you talk about some of the people that you've known HIV or up to AIDS? Can you talk to how they've coped, what they've done? You said you were inspired by them, and I'm just wondering if there's any stories that can convey why you were touched.
A couple of men that I met before I worked here were so, one is with us and one is no longer with us, so funny, so wise, so strong. They're both activists as well, which is really a brave and courageous thing to do when you're living with HIV, to come out and talk about it and be available to the media or to groups to talk about it. And they were both doing that. And their strength was just so amazing. And you think about AIDS and you think about, unfortunately, I think there still is, people think that you die very quickly and you die this horrible death. And these men were just so vital and living. And it, you know, I didn't know much. I was, you know, fairly fresh out of college. And I saw them and it just changed my whole view of living with HIV and what that meant. So their activism and their strength and their compassion, and they were involved in so many different issues, not just HIV, and saw how it all tied together, and discrimination and social justice. And so it was really inspiring to meet them and make me want to work here.
Did either or both of them have strong spiritual or religious roots?
I would say one, definitely, and is practicing that very strongly right now. So I think that is a part of it, and I think it can help provide strength and support if you know that there's this whole community behind you who's aware of your status and accepts you and loves you no matter what. So I think that can be a part of that strength. Another role that the churches locally have played is sponsoring our local World AIDS Day service that happens every year. The last few years we've had it in our office, but before that it was rotating through a number of churches in the community. And I think that that's another way that faith communities can show support for people living with HIV and help increase knowledge in our community of the issues by sponsoring those services. That happens on December 1st every year.
So you just had it. What kind of turnout do you get for that? Is it something that the community as a whole is, have they just forgotten about it, or is it still embraced by the community?
I think that by and large people have forgotten about it. People are always surprised to hear that we have an AIDS service organization in Eau Claire. They're surprised to hear that there are people living with HIV in Eau Claire. It's not in the media as much, and that's certainly because of the lower death rates. We don't see that horrendous turnover and that tragedy. We do still have people contracting HIV, living with HIV, dying with HIV, but I think that people, by and large, unless it has touched them individually, are fairly unaware of the issue and all of the struggles that people are going through.